All right, we're going to talk some NFL draft now. Former tight end for Notre Dame. I guess he's still a tight end. And, well, he did go to Notre Dame, and he's joining us now, is Kyle Rudolph. And, Kyle, first off, the draft process, I've talked to a lot of prospects so far, and you're different than most of these other prospects because you're still trying to get healthy from that hamstring injury, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, talk about this offseason for you. I mean, most of these prospects have been, you know, getting ready to run their 40s and getting ready to do drills at the combine. You're trying to get healthy and get ready for your pro day coming up on April 7th, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, for me coming out, it was a little different. Like you said, I had the rehab aspect of things where most guys are training strictly, you know, for the combine. But things went really well, and I was ahead of schedule and able to start training a lot sooner than, you know, most of the doctors thought.
You know, when people go, when players go to the combine, they're not just thinking about their interviews with the individual teams, but they also have to think about, you know, how they're going to perform on the field when their individual drills or 40s or different testing drills come about. For you, since you really didn't do any of those at the combine, you got to focus just on the interviews themselves for the most part. You know, how did those interviews go for you at the combine? And, you know, what were some of the tougher questions that were asked?
The interviews went really well. I had a lot of them, being that I'm a junior, and it was the first opportunity for teams to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, having the big injury that limited me last year during the season. So, you know, I got a lot of questions about why I chose to leave school, and also I got a lot of questions about my leg and, you know, how things are going.
Well, I might as well ask you, why did you leave school this year after having that injury last year and being limited in so many games?
You know, once I got cleared from my doctor at Notre Dame, and, you know, he told me that I was going to make 100% recovery, and, you know, he gave me a timeline of 6 months, which led me right to, you know, right about now in March and April, and, you know, he said I'd be back to 100% by now. And, you know, then I just had to sit down with my family, and, you know, we talked to Coach Kelly and, you know, people at Notre Dame, and just try to get as much information as possible and make the best decision for myself and for my family.
Rated by pretty much everyone, any draft analyst out there, is the top tight end in the draft out of Notre Dame. Kyle Rudolph is joining us. Kyle, did you always have aspirations of playing tight end, or did you kind of just grow into the position?
I kind of just grew into the position. Growing up, you know, I started playing football when I was 4 years old, and I played tailback, you know, from the time I started playing all the way through grade school, through eighth grade. And then, you know, I grew and entered high school when I was about 6'4", so they moved me to tight end, and I've played it ever since and, you know, really grown to love the position.
As you've grown to love that position, when you look to the NFL and you look at some of the top tight ends in the NFL, is there a tight end in the NFL that you think you compare best to?
You know, I really respect Tony Gonzalez and everything he's done. But if I had to compare myself to a tight end in the NFL, it would probably be Jason Witten. You know, somebody who is extremely effective in the pass game, but also is really reliable in the run game as well.
Kyle Rudolph joining us, dealing with it was a hamstring injury, correct?
Correct.
The hamstring injury this offseason. You know, how has the rehab, you know, we talked at the beginning of the interview about working out, getting ready for individual drills, getting ready for a 40. How has the rehab kind of affected how you have worked out and changed things up a little bit for you?
It kind of just delayed things a little bit. You know, my first month out here, so training was strictly rehab-based. You know, I wasn't doing the 40 training and the shuttle training and all the other stuff, like the specific combine drills, but mine was specifically just geared on getting my hamstring back to what it was before I got hurt and, you know, making sure that it's stronger than it was before then, so this isn't something that happens again.
You mentioned before, too, when you went to the combine, didn't do any of the workouts on the field, but you did meet with a lot of teams, obviously, being a junior. First opportunity to talk with you. So, obviously, generating a lot of interest. Do you have a good gauge as to which teams maybe have the most interest in you?
You know, not really. It's hard to tell. I had, you know, 14, 15 interviews, and I felt like every one of them, the team was interested in me, and, you know, it was, the interviews went really well. But, you know, when the time comes and, you know, the draft rolls around, you never know what's going to happen, who's going to go where. You know, we just control what we can control and, you know, make sure we're prepared and our last interview is as good as our first.
Obviously, with me broadcasting here in the Tampa Bay area, a lot of Bucs fans want to know, are the Buccaneers one of those teams? Could you see yourself in a Buccaneer uniform? Is that a legitimate team that could draft you on draft day?
No, I interviewed with the Bucs, and, you know, I really like Coach Morris, and, you know, our interview went really well. You know, I loved his energy and enthusiasm for the game, and, you know, I would love to be a Buccaneer. You know, I'm going to play for whatever team takes me on draft day, and, you know, I'm really excited for that to get here and, you know, just figure out where I'm going.
Have the Buccaneers set up any visit for you to come down to Tampa and check out the city or any personal workouts with you as well?
My pro day is April 7th, and, you know, they said they'll be there. You know, I'm expecting most teams to be at my pro day, and then from my understanding, all my visits and workouts are going to be set, you know, after my pro day.
Okay. What are your expectations for your pro day?
You know, I'm really excited for my pro day. It's been a long time since I've been able to go out and run around like my old self, and, you know, I feel like I'm back to that point, and I'm going to do every drill and run routes and catch balls, and I'm definitely excited for it.
Kyle Rudolph, tight end, played at Notre Dame. The Buccaneers showing some interest in him. And, Kyle, I want to talk about your time at Notre Dame, because when you think of college football and you think of, you know, some of the top schools to play for in college football, I played at UConn. I don't think people look at UConn as being that type of school, but, boy, I can only imagine what it'd be like to run out there in that Notre Dame uniform and play for the Fighting Irish. What's it like? What was it like for you playing for Notre Dame and maybe walking onto that field for your first game?
You know, playing at Notre Dame was a great experience for me. It's something that I'll never forget, and, you know, something that I would never want to trade in. And, you know, my first game, my freshman year, I was fortunate enough to start my very first game as a true freshman. And, you know, it's something I'll never forget. You know, I'll never forget the first play we ran. It was outside zone towards me. And, you know, butterflies didn't really set in until we finally took the field. And then I, you know, started to feel them. And then we ran the first play. And then it was like, you know, this is just football again. There's a few more people watching in the stadium, but it's just football. And, you know, you get used to it.
How was the transition? You know, you played for Charlie Weiss, and he was let go. Coach Brian Kelly comes in from Cincinnati, had all kinds of success there. What was that transition like for you as a player?
It was a smooth transition for me. Obviously, being one of Coach Weiss's guys, it was, you know, tough to see him go. But, you know, we understand it's a business, and we didn't win enough games for him. And, you know, the university had felt like it was appropriate to make the change, and they brought in Coach Kelly. And myself, being from Cincinnati, you know, I knew his background. You know, I followed him a little bit, and was really excited. And the coaches got there in December, and, you know, we just went from there. And, you know, I try to learn the new offense as fast as possible and, you know, make the transition smooth.
Kyle Rudolph's getting ready for the NFL draft coming up April 28th. It's the first round. He's a tight end out of Notre Dame. Kyle, what's the best advice you've gotten in this draft process so far?
You know, I've had a lot of people give me advice, and I think the best advice is just, you know, for us to control what we can control. You know, people are going to say a lot of different things, and you're going to hear, you know, you're going to go here, you're going to go there, but you don't know until draft day. And, you know, not to get caught up in all that and just, you know, focus on making yourself the best player and, you know, presenting yourself the best to the team.
It's almost as if the best advice is to just not listen to everyone else and just kind of concentrate on yourself, right?
Exactly. I mean, you just gotta worry about everything you can take care of.
What are your plans for draft day? I know there's been reports out there that the NFLPA does not want any players going to New York being associated. There's a lot going on with the NFL and the NFLPA right now. What are your plans? What are you planning on being at home and staying at home and watching it on TV?
Yeah, I plan on being at, you know, my home in Cincinnati with my family and close friends. You know, it's something you know, as a little kid, I always dreamed about going to New York and being there for draft day. And, you know, the last couple of years, as it's gotten closer and the more I've thought about it, it's, you know, it's something that's really special, and it's definitely going to be an emotional time for me and for my family, and I'd rather spend it with my family in my house in Cincinnati.
Hey, I asked you before I let you run, have you ever had a chance to come and visit, not with the Bucks, but ever had a chance to come to the Tampa Bay area or, you know, somewhere around the state of Florida?
Yeah, you know, my grandparents lived in Venice for a while, and we used to vacation to Destin and Sarasota and that area down there, so I'm pretty familiar with the area. Went there a lot as a kid.
And you like the weather? I mean, it's to me, I've lived here my whole life. I can't imagine, you know, living anywhere else other than when I lived in UConn. And, boy, it's almost as if you wake up and you're in paradise every day. You think you could do that? You think you could live in paradise every day of your life?
Definitely. You know, growing up in the Midwest, I'm used to the seasons. And then the last couple of months, I've been out in California preparing for the draft. And, you know, I think I'm getting used to this warm weather in January and February.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, hey, final question for you, Kyle. I know you're a busy guy. You know, with there being that lockout in the NFL right now, we talked about your plans on draft day. How about post-draft? I mean, once you're selected, now teams aren't going to be able to contact you. They're not going to be able to give you playbooks. You're not going to be able to have those rookie minicamps or any workouts with the team. So you're kind of going to be isolated. Have teams, first off, talked to you about that, about what could happen after the draft, and what are your personal plans once you are selected?
You know, that's kind of everyone's, like, real big unknown. You know, we're not sure. They have their meeting again in April, and, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen after the draft. But like I said before, you know, we're mainly focused on what we can control. And, you know, after the draft, you know, whether if it's, you know, they get things figured out and we are allowed to meet with our teams and we can go out and, you know, proceed as normal or, you know, go train somewhere, you know, try to find maybe some veteran guys on the team or, you know, the other rookies that I've been training with for the last couple months. But the main focus is just going to be to make sure, you know, I'm in the best shape possible when the time comes that we do have to report.
Kyle Rudolph's the top tight end prospect for the NFL draft. Draft coming up April 28th. He's out of Notre Dame, and he is as excited as anyone to be coming and playing in the National Football League, and the Buccaneers do have interest in them, in him. Kyle, appreciate your time, and good luck, and try and enjoy this process over the next month as much as you can. And good luck on your pro day. It's going to be a big day for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Kyle Rudolph joining us here on The Sports Animal.